The Aka Podcast number 24 for March 15th, 2007.
You say it's all right. You say it's all right. Say it's all right. Have a good time. 'Cause it's all right. Oh, it's all right. Now we're gonna move it slow. Oh, when the lights are low. When you're moving slow, it feels like more. And it's all right. Oh, it's all right. Now listen to the beat. And kinda tap your feet. If you got soul, everybody knows that it's all right. Oh, it's all right. When you wake up early in the morning, feeling sad like so many of us do. Oh, just hum a little soul, make life your goal. And surely something's gonna come to you. And you gotta say it's all right. You say it's all right. Say it's all right, have a good time, 'cause it's all right, oh, it's all right. Everybody clap your hands, bow, bow, give yourself a chance. Bow, bow. If you got soul, everybody knows that it's all right, oh, it's all right. The night, ooh. She's gotta say that it's all right. She'll say it's all right. Say it's all right. Have a good time, 'cause it's all right. Oh, it's all right.
I say like
it's all right. Have a good time, 'cause it's all right. Oh, it's all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're listening to the Aka Podcast, show number 24, and I'm your host, Chad Bergeron. What you just heard there was a group called Foreshadow singing It's All Right, originally by Huey Lewis and the News. And I put that on at the beginning of the show because that's actually my first experience with popular contemporary sort of mainstream a cappella was when I heard Huey Lewis and the News singing that on the radio. And I really haven't looked back since. It must have been, I don't know, I guess I was probably in early high school when I first heard that song. And I was just bitten by the bug. So thanks to Foreshadow for putting out a really very cool cover of that song there so I can put it on the show and share it with you. I've got a little bit to talk about on this show. I'm going to be talking a little bit later on about St. Patrick's Day, about the East Coast Acapella Summit, about CASA.org, and a few other things on my mind. But for now, let's go ahead and get back into the music. I want you to go back to 1995, before there was a lot of studio production and digital effects, and back before it was easy to clean things up the way that it's done these days, before vocal percussion was in every group. Before everybody had strumming guitar sounds in their repertoire. And we're going to go back to a cover of The Joshua Tree by U2. This here done by the Wheaton Gentlemen Callers, a group that started in 1988 when Wheaton finally went co-ed and allowed men on campus. And this was sent to me by Andrew Sloka, formerly of the Wheaton Gentlemen Callers. And what I really, really like about this track is the very, very clean, raw sound that you get with this track. You get the smooth backing vocalists and the very, very forward soloist. And for a track with no trickery, no cleaning up, no adjustment, it just rocks.
She woke up
woke up from where she was, lying still, said I've gotta do something about where we're going. Step on a steam train, step out of the driving rain.
Beginning. I waited goodbye. He's just dressing goodbye windows, tired starlings.
The Bobs with their dynamic cover of Cream's White Room, complete with wah-wah pedal solo, 5/4 time measures, and all the fun you can have with that song. And before that, you heard the Wheaton Gentlemen Callers with U2's Running to Stand Still. And Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong, but that was Seth Ziegler, according to the notes I have here, putting that one out. So I really enjoyed that. Well, it's March 15th, the Ides of March, if you will, and that means in many parts of the U.S. they're celebrating St. Patrick's Day this weekend. I'm up here in the Boston area, which means we have all the green beer and party-going we can stand, in some cases. But I'd be remiss if I didn't tip the hat a little bit to the holiday. And so these next two tracks are going to be, well, maybe not St. Patrick's Day per se, but Irish in theme a little bit. The first one is going to be Da Vinci's Notebook with another Irish drinking song, and I'll follow that with Hyena Sound singing the Irish parting blessing. So here we are with Da Vinci's Notebook, another Irish drinking song.
Gather round ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while, and hearken to me mournful tale about the Emerald Isle. Let's all raise our glasses high to friends and family gone, and lift our voices in another Irish drinking song. Consumption took me mother and me father got the pox. Me brother drank the whiskey till he wound up in a box. Me other brother in the troubles met with his demise. Me sister has forever closed her smiling Irish eyes.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Kenny was killed in Kilkenny, and Clare, she died in Clare. Tip and Tipperary died out in the Derriere. Shannon jumped into the river Shannon back in June. Ernie fell into the urn, and Tom is in the tomb. Cleanliness is godliness, me Uncle Pat would sing. He broke his neck a slipping on a bar of Irish Bing. O'Grady, he was 80, though his bride was just a pup. He died upon the honeymoon when she got his Irish up.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da
Crowley and he stabbed him in the spleen. Where crazy Uncle Mike thought he was a leprechaun, but in fact he's just a leopard and his arms and legs are gone. When Timmy Johnson broke his neck, it was a crying shame. He wasn't really Irish, but he went to Notre Dame. McNamara crossed the street and by a bus was hit, but he was just a Scotsman, so nobody gave a shit.
Ugh.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again.
Drunken Uncle Brendan tried to drive home from the bar. The road rose up to meet him when he fell out of his car. Irony was what befell me great-granduncle Sam. He choked upon the very last potato in the land. Connor lived in Ulster town. He used to smuggle arms until the British killed him and cut off his lucky charms. And dear old Father Flanagan, who left the Lord's employ, drunk on sacramental wine beneath the altar, boy.
Now everybody's dying, so until our tears are dry, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Someday soon I'll leave this world of pain and toil and sin. The Lord will take me by the hand to join all of me kin. Me only wish is when the Savior comes for me and you.
He kills the cast of Riverdance and Michael Flatley too. Now everybody's dying, so until our tears are dry, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
That, we leave you with this parting blessing. Have a great year, everyone.
May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon you.
Hyannis Sound with a live recording of Parting Blessing. They're as good live as they are in the studio, and I think it really comes through on that track there. Well, do you know what's coming up in 9 days? It's the East Coast Acapella Summit. It's the biggest acapella weekend you can find on the entire East Coast, jam-packed full of all sorts of master classes and workshops and concerts and people, and it's just great, and I'm going to be there, and really, you should go, too. It's $40 for the whole weekend. There is a day rate. Go to the CASA.org website at CASA.org/East Coast Summit to get all the details on that. And like I said, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be recording some interviews. I'm going to be giving a class on podcasting if you're interested in that. And if you're going, and you really should be going, stop by and say hi. I'd love to hear from you. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. If you stop by at some point during the weekend and say hi to me and mention this right now, I'm going to have a contest. Mention this contest, and I will write down your name and your email, and at the end of the weekend, I will have a drawing from all the people who came up and mentioned this and said something to me about this, and the winner is going to get some free piece of gear out of the Acapella Podcast logo store. And so if you're going, and you should be going, come by and say hi. I'd love to hear from that. But seriously, it's going to be a fantastic weekend. Like I said, there are master classes, there are workshops, there's going to be at least 4 different concerts. There's going to be a beatbox throwdown. It's everything you could want in a weekend full of a cappella, and I really hope to see you there. Okay, with that, we're going to go ahead and close out episode 24 of the show, episode 24 of the Aka Podcast. If you would like to be on the show, or if you have any questions or comments about the show, please email me at chad@akapodcast.com, or go to the website at akapodcast.com and fill out the contact form there. On the website at akapodcast.com, you'll also find all of the show notes for this episode, as well as links where you can pick up the artist's albums. And I really want to point out that the artists are giving me permission to play their music on the show, and they're not getting anything out of that except goodwill, publicity, and maybe the chance that you're going to buy their album. Really, if you like what you've heard, go out and buy the album. Support the artist. Let them know that you like what they're doing and that you want to hear more of it. And really, the best way to do that is with your dollars. Go out and buy an album, or go to a concert and see them, and just let them know exactly how much you're loving what it is they're doing. Closing out the show, we have Foreshadow again off of their album 4. And it's not an Irish track, but it is kind of Scottish in its humor and its approach. And this is Blankets and Pie.
There is a saying as old as the very hills of Scotland themselves, that a Scotsman's love of his country is surpassed only by his love of pie. It's no wonder then that the darkest, dreariest cloud over the history of Scotland was the Great Pie Famine of 1635. Aye, in those troubled times, many were driven to madness. The only known cure for pie madness was to send the afflicted up the rocky slopes of Mount McAngershire, Walcarnedbergshire, with nothing but kilt and cap between them and the cold, cold winds. Those that came down were forever cured of the madness, and once again lived pie in a calm and socially acceptable manner. Those fortunate souls remembered well their long nights and unforgiving ground, and never again cast their eye upon Mount McDougall of Bergshire Angusburg. But some never came down at all. And even today, as the sun sets on Mount McConnell of Wiltshire, as the cold night air settles in, you can still hear the tune they sang.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4.
Oh, my lodging is on the cold ground, and I'm freezing, so won't you please bring me some blankets and pie. Oh, my lodging is on the cold ground, and I'm freezing, so bring me some blankets and pie. Oh, blankets and pie, oh, blankets and pie, oh, won't you please bring me some blankets and pie. Oh, my lodging is on the cold ground, and I'm freezing, so bring me